My name is Matt Steele. I'm the lead program manager on the Azure billing and cost management team. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about managing your costs and your billing inside of Azure. We don't have a lot of time. I'm trying to cram in a whole lot. So if you could hold your questions to the end, we'll have a little bit of time for questions, and I'll have a whole bunch of guidance about where you can touch base with us as we're at the conference, and how you can actually get help after the conference is over by getting in touch with us as well. So quick show of hands, who's actually subject to a budget here? Anybody not raising their hands? Probably asleep from lunch. That's kind of a trick question. Out of curiosity, who actually manages a budget is directly responsible for the allocation? Okay, lots of hands going up as well. Okay, well, let's dig in here a little bit. So the cloud promise has kind of arrived, and the future is here, and we can actually trade capital expenditures for operational expenditures, and that's hugely empowering and flexible. And it takes away a lot of the constraints from addressing your organization's problems and also meeting your customers' needs. However, as we start to do that, we find out we have a new set of problems. When a developer or a new team member can spin up a G-Series VM and then forget about it and let it run for a whole month and you only find out about it when you get the bill, we realize we need something new and we need something to help with these new problems that we're having. So a lot of that is about cost management. And I'm going to talk about cost management, what we need. We need insights and controls on our cost and spend inside of Azure and inside the cloud. I have two goals for this session. One is to familiarize you with the space and the challenges of cost management, and also the tools that are available to help you meet the needs in the space. And the second one is to help you understand how to get help when you run into a problem. So it is a very complicated space. A lot of folks run into a problem that's very specific to their organization or their bill, and it's one where folks don't really want to post their bills online and go through things like that. So there's a variety of ways you can get help as you go forward. And then we're going to talk briefly about what's ahead for Azure in cost management at the end. So first we're going to go through what's new in Azure billing. So the team's been working really hard for the last year. We've lit up a whole bunch of features. Before we get into that, though, I want to set some context on the experiences for Azure cost management and billing. There's actually three places today where you can go and manage your costs and your billing for Azure. The first one is the Azure portal, and it's the place where we're collapsing all of the experiences into. So it's the most important one to remember. It's at portal.azure.com. It's the portal that was GA'd back in December. And it's where we're putting our best experiences going forward. Not all of the experiences are there yet. To fall back, most folks can go to the Azure Account Center. This is the portal that's at account.windowsazure.com. Raise your hand if you've actually used the Account Center. Raise your hand if you think it's fast. Put it down. So we're going to talk a lot about that, all the improvements we're making to make it go a lot faster. And I'll show you some of the things that we just released into the Azure portal that go a lot faster. The third one is called the Azure Enterprise Portal. And it's lit up for folks who have actually signed an enterprise agreement with Microsoft for Azure, usually involving some sort of upfront commitment. And it has a whole bunch of managing costs and billing type of functionality in there primarily. And it's more focused at organizational level views as opposed to sort of sub-subscription or resource group type views. So we're going to go sort of through a whirlwind tour here of some of the new things we've added, and then we'll dig into cost management. This will help you orient to some of the things the team is doing. So this is a screenshot of the Azure Account Center. We added new functionality for self-service transfer of ownership. So if you have a billing owner that leaves your organization or takes on a new role in your organization, self-service, you can go in and change that billing owner to someone else. We've also added self-service switch offer capabilities so that if you're eligible for, say, MSDN credits or BizSpark credits, you can just self-service go and switch your subscription to take advantage of those credits, whereas previously you had to call support. We've also added that functionality for transfer owner into the enterprise portal. So some of you may have seen this, some of you may not have. But for folks who have signed an enterprise agreement, this is that enterprise portal. I'm going to show a little bit more of it later here in just a bit. We've added a new version 2 preview of the comma-separated values file for your usage, where you get all the detailed views of your usage. And this new version 2 actually allows you to see all the tags that are associated with that usage, so you can filter and sort by tag and actually get a better sense of how things are going. For folks who are signing up a whole bunch, we've really simplified sign-up, so if you have to create new accounts, things can go a lot faster. You used to have to fill out 22 fields. Now it's just a username and a password to create an account. For folks that have an issue with their payment instrument, we used to just send one mail or one set of mails out to just the billing owner. And now we've adjusted that to actually light up warnings in the portals, send mails to all the admins. So if there's an issue with the payment instrument, no one's going to miss that and go all the way through. We have a very generous cycle for what we call dunning, which is the warning period where you have a problem with your payment instrument. Normally go over 48 days past that. We send a whole bunch of mails. We've actually augmented all the warnings there so folks don't run into a problem there. If you have MSDN credits or another type of credit, we warn you inside the Azure portal, tell you how much credit is left as you log in. A lot of folks we actually found had trouble. They canceled a subscription, and it had their production resources on that subscription. And previously, there was no way to self-service reactivate. We added in that self-service reactivate so you can go and address that without having to call support, get up and going really, really quickly. We finally added support for removing your payment instrument. We didn't have that for a while, but we found it some low-hanging fruit. As we get over to cost management, we've enabled a Power BI experience for your enterprise agreement, so you can funnel all your data from your enterprise agreement across your entire organization into Power BI and use the richness of Power BI to filter and pivot on that data and get some really, really interesting views. So that's sort of a first-class citizen inside that enterprise portal. You can use that to get a much better sense of your costs, and you get some pretty cool views here. You can look at your cost by region and some of the other cool pivots to look at there. We also have a Power BI dashboard for web direct users, so folks who haven't signed an enterprise agreement. And if you want to be part of that, you can come by, drop by the booth. We're at the Azure Service Experience booth. It's sort of like on the far side of all the Microsoft booths, sort of tucked in the back. So if you come by the Azure Service Experience booth, we'll sort of tell you what you need to do to get into that private preview. And then not shown here, just through a mess up in the slides, is actually the Azure Cost Calculator. So you can go to azure.com, go to the pricing tab, and you can go to the Cost Calculator. And the Cost Calculator lets you take a look at, hey, how much would it cost if I used 10 G-Series VMs and I did it over a month? What would my bill look like? What if I added in support there, some of those things as well? So let's take a quick look at what billing in the Azure portal looks like. That's the first of those experiences that I just showed. I'm just going to drag this over here. And forgive me, I'll have to kind of like look this way because it's extended across the screens. This is, I've logged into the Azure portal, and we lit this up just recently. Billing is right here. And you can click billing. And if you're familiar with the accounts portal, you'd expect to wait a really long time to get this data, but it comes up really fast now. So we've done a lot of investments in making the Azure portal much faster than the account center. It doesn't really scale in terms of the time it takes to render by the number of subscriptions. So it used to be an account center, if you had 20 subscriptions, it effectively became unusable. Now this will scale almost instantaneously to up to 50 subscriptions, where you get very, very, very fast response times. And I can look at some of the capabilities here and drill in. I can look at, here I have read-only views into my contact info, billing address, payment methods. I can look at some of my historical billing. We can dig into one subscription here. And again, you see it comes up really, really fast. So you get a quick look at your burn rate, some of the assorted costs that you have. And then I can go look at some of the things on the top, which is where we've added a lot of new functionality under subscriptions here. So I click billing and usage. It used to be that you'd have to go into the account center to get your bill, and you have to go to the download invoice link that's there after drilling in several times. Now it's right in the Azure portal, and you can go and look at all your history here, download your invoice directly from here as opposed to having to go over to the account center and find your way over there. There's a few other things that are available here. We can take a look at marketplace services and what I bought on marketplace. That's like third-party services that I bought through the Azure portal. And I can do that transfer that I was talking about before. I can do that directly from here. So there's a lot of interesting capabilities. One thing I want to talk about just a little bit, sort of along the lines of if you have a problem, is that here, when I go to settings, I get a great set of troubleshooting tools. And here's, if I click here, I get a common set of problems. I can take a look through that if I'm having one of those types of problems. I can also submit a ticket directly from here. And as I submit a ticket, if there's any self-help documentation available for that ticket type, it'll show directly there and let me make a selection. We have properties of the subscription that you can get to right from here, and some resource costs that I'll talk a little bit more about later. Let's go back and get more into cost management. We'll come back and look at some of the demos on cost management here in just a moment. Okay. So one of the challenges with cost management in the cloud is that the complexity, it really is unprecedented. Pay-as-you-go is not something new. We've all had pay-as-you-go accounts. But in Azure, we've really focused on flexibility. We really focused on having a variety of capabilities to meet everyone's needs. We have four independent clouds that we put across the globe. We have tens of different ways to buy, whether you're getting credits or you're making commitments up front. We have 34 different regions, as Scott talked about in his keynote. And within all of that, we have 60 different services. And when you combine all these variables together, you get to about 10,000 or more independent service price points per cloud. So the scale of this and the amount of spending that's happening on this is really unprecedented. There's a lot that we have to think about and a lot of things to go monitor and go through. And some of the tools that are available to you can vary by how you buy. So if you buy through a partner and the partner is setting your prices, well, then you need to do cost management with that partner. And so it's important to have some awareness of the various aspects here. We're going to dive into what does it mean to do cloud cost management? And the way I think about this a lot of times is in terms of time. So I think about one axis is kind of looking back and understanding what's happened so far. And the other axis is looking forward and thinking about how I can do better in the future. So looking back, I really want to have some sense of analytics. I really want to be able to slice and dice my costs by my organizational structure or my environments or my cost centers, all kinds of different things that help me understand what I've been spending and why and which teams are doing a good job staying within budget, which teams aren't. Very critical in that whole exercise is also being able to charge back teams. So being able to say this department has used this much money, so they need to go ahead and pay that and be accountable for that, whether it's in budget or outside of budget. And that's a lot of the looking back piece that helps us to start thinking about how we look forward. And when we're looking forward, we want to start thinking about forecasts. So you'll see a little bit later, the Azure portal has, for some types of subscriptions, linear forecasts, and we'll add in more linear forecasts for your costs. When we talk about some of the richer tools that are available, they can do much more than linear forecasts. They can start to have confidence intervals and other pieces to account for seasonality, other things like that. You want to have alerts, so you don't have to wake up every morning and look at your graphs and understand who's doing what. You want to have alerts so that you can be told when there's an issue in a particular place. And having those alerts is a really critical part of being able to manage at scale. And then as you get even more advanced, you want to have controls. So you want to be able to actually prevent people from doing things that are unfortunate or undesirable. And you want to get recommendations. So how do I right-size these VMs? Given how I'm spending in Azure, is there a better way that I can buy in Azure to either make a commitment and save some money? There's a lot of different options we can think about there. And as we go through the next few slides in the demos, I'll talk a little bit about where we're doing well here in Azure and where we're not doing so well and where you can start to think about vendors, which is a nice transition to the next slide. So the data platform that's underneath all of this is one of the keys. If we don't have good data going into the system, then it's kind of a garbage in, garbage out. So you need to structure your data so you can actually do the right analysis after the fact. And the ways to think about that are both the containers, so these are the mutually exclusive groups like subscriptions or resource groups underneath them. Those containers help you sort of sort things out and you can match those to how your organization works. In direct, we have resource groups and subscriptions as containers. When we start to think about the enterprise agreements, we also have departments, which are sort of a larger grouping of subscriptions, as well as the whole enrollment, which usually represents your whole organization's worth of spend, so you can manage at a higher level in that enterprise portal. Tags are really critical for cross-cutting type of concepts. So a great one here is environment. So if I want to look at all of my development costs across all of my subscriptions, or I want to look at my production costs and I want to compare and contrast those, we'll see tags in just a little bit. But I'm going to have to use tagging. And tagging is very powerful because operators can go in and tag things appropriately. And even in ARM, we have policies that enable administrators to force tagging, so to force someone to tag an environment or to tag a cost center on a particular resource. So we'll see a little bit more about that in the future. And then all of everything that we've built so far, we've put a lot of stress on APIs. And we've got a few APIs that we expose out to vendors today. We know that we're not everywhere we want to be in terms of cost management. We're investing very, very heavily in improving. But until we're there, we sort of unabashedly recommend that you go to a vendor if you're not seeing what you need in Azure. And we've built APIs so that vendors could build on top of Azure. I know at least three vendors that are here with booths. Cloud Health, Cloud Cruiser, and Cloud Inn are all here with booths. And you should go take a drop by, see what they offer. They offer some very, very rich functionality. I think Cloud Health GA'd their Azure offering just on Monday. So there's a lot of movement happening in this space. You should drop by their booths and see what they have to offer if it meets your needs. Okay, so let's take a look at a demo for cost management, what cost management we have in the Azure portal. So here's a different subscription than the one we looked at last time. And I'm going to go into subscriptions and take a look at this one. This was actually an MSDN credit subscription, but it gives you a sense of some of the things that you can see inside of Azure. We're loading up some of our costs right now, and there's a little bit more cost, a little bit more variety here. You can see this forecast. This is a very linear, straight trend. We didn't vary it up too much, and you can see just the past this is a forecast of what the spending should look like based on your current spending. The interesting part comes when we look at our cost by resource and we break this out. Now we actually get a great set of tools to help us understand that reporting of what spending has happened. So these are all the active resources in the subscription and the spend that's happened on them so far. And I can now filter this both by subscription, which I've already selected, but by resource type, so like virtual machines or app services, resource group, the actual groups underneath the subscriptions, the time span, so right now it's looking at the current period, but I can go look at historical periods, and importantly, tags. So I can actually start to sort some of these by tags. And maybe I'm starting to wonder, hey, what is my development versus production sort of looking like? I know that I've forced my folks to actually tag production resources. So I'm going to go to environment prod, and I can, like anything in the Azure portal, I can just start typing, and it'll filter down the list. Here I've got environment prod as a tag, and I'll click off, and then I'll click apply. And it'll actually filter it down very quickly down to the only production resource I have, which is actually not using very much money at all. Right now we have like 39 cents on that, so I know I'm not using very much in production. I can go focus some of my efforts on my developers and making sure they're staying within their cost margins. So that's the resource costs. Another way to get to resource costs is you can come over here and you can click resource costs. We were looking at that a second ago inside the settings menu. So now let's take a look at what's available in the enterprise portal, and we'll briefly take a look. Oh, actually, before we go over there, we can come on to the account center so you can see about how to set up billing alerts. So I'm gonna load this over here and pull over while it's loading, because it is, like I said before, a little bit slow. I'm gonna pull over the enterprise portal and we'll come back and take a look at billing alerts in just a second. Here's the enterprise portal. It's a test enrollment that I have. We're not using any commitment here, but you can see we have some of our service overage and our marketplace usage historically over the last few months. You see a very similar sort of filtering mechanism here where I can filter by departments. Again, departments are groups of subscriptions. My accounts that are under the enrollment, as well as the subscriptions that are under there, and look at some of the costs that are in there. Let's pull over, let's see here. The other thing we can do in the enterprise portal is we can go into manage, and you can see a whole bunch of details, some of my notification contacts. I can go into departments, and I can go pick a department. So let's say I pick Azure infrastructure, and here is a place in the enterprise portal where I can go set a spending quota that gets me a set of alerts. So this is a much broader concept than the subscription billing alerts you're about to see in just a moment. But I can set a spending quota of $150 here, and then I'll get notification when I'm at 50%, 75%, 90%, and 100% of that spending quota, and I get that via email. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring up the billing alerts for direct subscriptions that don't require actually being in the Azure portal. And we'll take a look at what we do there. Now, if you haven't signed up for billing alerts, you can do so by clicking preview features up here. And it's like the fourth item down on the list. You sign up for billing alerts. Right now, they are in preview. And you can opt in to get those billing alerts. Here, I've signed up already. So I'm going to click the alerts tab on my subscription. And it's going to go render the alerts that I have. Currently, I only have one alert. And I don't have a whole lot of spending, so I haven't fired that alert quite yet. We can see the blazing speed of the account center in action here. It could be demo Wi-Fi. We have a couple minutes left. It's not normally quite this slow, so we'll give it a minute or two. I'll tell you what, while that's loading, since we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to pull back to the slides, and hopefully if it loads here while we're working, we can actually make some progress. So that was cost management in the Azure portal. We looked at cost management in the EA portal. Wanted to talk a little bit about what's ahead. It came up finally. So a little bit of demo Wi-Fi action there. So if I wanted to take a look at alerts really briefly here, I can look at my spend, the amount I'm going to set the alert for, and I can also set email recipients right there and right there. I can add up to 5 alerts on a given subscription, and it covers basically the whole subscription. So I'm going to briefly go through what's ahead so folks can understand what's going to be coming in the next little bit. By popular demand, we're actually going to allow you to attach your invoice to mail and send it out to a custom distribution list. So your accounts payable don't have to come into the portal at all. They can just get the mail. You can set that on autopilot and make sure that the invoices are getting to the right folks. We're also adding billing roles. So if you do want folks to come in and have some auditing capability to come in and look at the Azure portal, and you don't want any risk of them shutting down a VM or actually even reading any service data, maybe that's not something that you want. We're going to be adding billing roles to achieve that in the next year, early in calendar year 2017. Rated usage API, if you've been building on top of our APIs, currently they require you to do some multiplication to figure out how much you're actually spending, the rating on top of your usage. We're going to fix that to actually just give you rated usage, meaning the final like sort of cost multiplied out in addition to your usage. We're going to be improving that alerting experience a whole bunch across all the platforms. We'll see more visualization and analytics. We'll continue to consolidate all of our experiences down into the Azure portal so that you only have to go one place for billing, no matter if you sign an enterprise agreement or if you're direct. So you won't have to go back to the old account center and you'll have a lot more performance. And then we're just going to continue to sort of open up new regions and markets. So if you have a problem, the things to learn more and keep in mind here, I'll go sort of from bottom up here. If you have a direct problem, you can look at our forums. We monitor those and answer questions on those regularly. If you have one you don't really want to post into a forum, just go submit a ticket. We regularly review verbatims from tickets. We have a great team that helps folks with unexpected charges or usage and charges clarity. We've done a bunch of updates on our documentation. You can leave comments there. Those will get answered. If you have a feature that you really want, we keep track of our feature requests on User Voice. That's at feedback.azure.com. And if you want to keep up to date on new features, just follow @AzureBilling or join our Azure Advisors on Yammer. And we have a billing group there where we talk about a lot of the new things that are coming for billing and cost management. And that is about all I have. If you could evaluate the session, give me feedback. Otherwise, I will be at the service experience booth and here for just a little while. If you have questions over the course of the conference, you can come and see us. Or back in the back there is Ruchi and Adam. They are also on the billing and cost management team, so they can answer your questions as well. Thanks a lot, folks.